Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV.
Good morning, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and the answer is yes. The answer is yes. I wear the same clothes every day. Hell, I eat the same food every day. And I'm thinking that if I didn't actually eat the same food every day, I would eat the same food every day. But since I eat it and I digest it, I can't eat it again. Because I probably would try to do that. I get home after my walk in the morning. I take my sweaty shirt off, I hang it on the back of my chair. I wake up the next morning and put it back on. But during work, I put on a non-sweaty shirt. Yes, the same one every day for a week or two. Until the sweaty shirt gets crunchy. And then when the shirt gets crunchy, I gotta retire it to the dirty clothes. It'll sit there. As my dirty clothes accumulate, so I go to my mother's house, throw the bag in the back of my Jeep, drive out to my mother's house, back into her garage, open up the back of the hatch of my Jeep, pull out the dirty clothes, and they go right into the washer, which is in the garage. Which is something that I think is the coolest thing in the world. But as I think about it, if I was to live there, I wouldn't be having my car, clothes in the car to take out there. So that convenience would be missed. Or that novelty, I guess. Because in my garage, it's so too low. So when I open the hatch to my Jeep, I have to hold it or to hit the top of the garage, and it's concrete. I don't want to scratch. But in my mother's, let's open it up, let your garage door back in, close the garage door, and the handle, the manual release handle that drops down, I know where to stop to position that in my sunroof to give me to be like 2-3 inches away from the garage door, which gives me plenty of room in the back to walk around with the car in there. Cause you can't see the front of the car or the garage door going down. So I figure, you know, cause some people take a tennis ball hanging on a string. And when you get to a certain point in the car, you put your car in the garage, you stop, you know you're there. So I get it in there, get up the car, inside the garage, open up that hatch, I ain't gotta worry about hitting nothing. Take my clothes right from the hatch to the washing machine. It's nice. And then what I do is after the dirt clothes dry, I'm usually working, so I'll grab them either like during one of my breaks or walks or something, and I'll take them upstairs while I'm working and fold them. But my incidentals, my unmentionables and stuff, I just bolt and do that. And what is meant by that is like towels and socks and underwear. I just throw in a bag. I have little containers for them, so I don't have to fold them. The other clothes take up just a fold. But anyway, it's a nice convenience. It's a nice day. You know what else is nice? Being able to freaking breathe. Being able to breathe freely, unobstructed, it just feels good. You forget how good breathing feels. I must have been sick for months. Or sick, or allergies, or something. Because now I'm taking my nasal spray, and I've been taking an antibiotic. I really don't think it's the antibiotic. I think it's the nasal spray. When I can breathe, look at this. That's the best I've been able to breathe in. Feels like years. It's more like just months. So, what else is there? Working, enjoying the Southern California weather. Got some funk coming up. With, see, look, now watch. Three of us out here walking randomly. And watch this. We're gonna end up in the same spot at the same time. This happens so much. Y'all gonna see it this time. Watch. Watch. One, two, three. See that? All three was at the same time. It's amazing. I don't know why it always happens that way. I'm telling you, it could be two people on the planet, and somehow, some way, they gonna end up running into each other. One could be in Egypt, the other one could be in the North Pole. They'll figure it out, given enough time. Something's going on. Happens too much. Y'all just seen it. I got that one. All three of us. Almost like in a perpendicular line across the road, passing each other. During COVID, well, probably even before COVID, but especially during COVID, I used to bug, man. It's like, move. Because people don't know if they want to be polite or if they're not thinking. 6 feet, damn it, move. Move over. You ain't locked in that lane. You ain't locked in that lane. If you want to stay in that lane, it's okay. But 6 feet, you know what I mean? 6 feet. That's my rule. COVID or no COVID. 6 feet. Please stay 6 feet away. I don't want to catch the COVID. That was my song I made. Like I said, I ain't talking about nothing. Just out here talking, be talking. Thinking about yesterday. And how's it talking about apathy? How I am a strong believer in apathy to a point of maybe moderation or whatever you want to call it. But I was saying yesterday that it wasn't apathy in the case, just a lot of things in life that a lot of people deem important or necessary or the standard or the right way or the wrong way. I don't believe in that. Well, I don't think it's critical or crucial. There's a lot of chaos or destruction or pestilence or death or whatever you want to call it, that kind of stuff. And it's bad, whatever bad means, because as you know, I don't believe in good or bad. But for the sake of this conversation, it's bad. But what does it mean? To the personal, subjective person experience such trauma or quote unquote negative situation. Yeah, the impact is major, subjective, and it should be. I think it should be. Because everything is about self. But to think that this or that is going to have a long-term impact on the direction of life or our species or humans, that's where interpretation comes in. You can have all the facts in the world. You can have facts all day long. You can even agree that this is that. The interpretation of said numbers, facts, is left up to each individual. And that's the beauty and freedom of it all. Not to be locked in to anybody's ideal or anybody's, let me see something like this. Not to be locked in to anybody's ordeal or idea of what right and wrong, up and down should be. right, wrong, good, or bad. You determine that. And it's a severe gray area and flow. It's definitely not binary. There's probably a few things out there you can point your finger at and say, that's wrong. That's unequivocally wrong. But for just about everything like that, another person can also step back and say, well, you know. So it's hard to say. Anyhow, Sink says only been walking for 10 minutes. That can't be right. That can't be right at all. I don't think. Did I do something? Did I mess up? Maybe I paused it. Maybe the pausing and restarting reset the timer. But we'll see. Either way, I'm using flip cam. Because that way I can flip it. I can zoom it while I'm walking. And I can flip it back. See? So I'm using that one instead of my quick recorder. That's what I do. That's where I'm at. That's what I do. Now I'm just talking. Got nothing else to say. Now I'm just babbling. Summertime's coming. Big, big, big summer plan. Post-COVID. Things are opening. We're gonna fly this time. Ready to fly? Ready to fly. The whole point behind that being, with me starting off talking about apathy and not caring and what I was talking about yesterday, and talking about what I was not talking about yesterday, what did I just say? How did I phrase that? I forgot. Anyway, the point was, I'm not motivated to talk about anything. I got all this equipment set up, things tuned in, dialed in, connected, investment, wires, money, microphones, cameras, and got nothing to say. But when we were recording and I was broadcasting live on Facebook, stuff started to come to me. And it was antagonistic, mostly antagonistic. I was being politically disrespectful or irreverent. I was being politically irreverent to the left because they annoy me. And this whole censorship thing is on my mind, but it really doesn't matter. We're gonna be okay. And no matter what happens, that's what's okay. That's just it. No matter what happens, it's gonna be okay. It is okay, I should say. Not gonna be, it is okay. Because there is no set anything. There's no set goal. There's no reason for us to be here. We got no duties or obligations. There really is no point or no meaning. And that may be why I look at actions of people and individuals and governments and societies, etc., and think it really doesn't matter. It's really just an experiment and an exercise and things we do to keep ourselves occupied and feeling one way or another. And it's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. It's just a thing. Because there is no good or bad, remember? Did y'all forget? And I'm really trying, my antagonistic attitude is waning. It's too much energy involved in playing that role. It was fun, you know, teasing people, getting on people, you know, being playfully critical, you know, kind of making fun, you know how we do. But when people start doing it back, and that becomes the tone of the conversation, It seemed that's where I've changed recently. I was triggered a couple months ago because I was like really tired. I had been traveling and I just hit a point where my body said, all right. And something triggered me. And ever since then, it's like I haven't been, quote unquote, wanting to go back to being that antagonistic, teasy, you know, person. You know, I wanna, not that I wanna keep it all positive and sappy, rainbows and bunnies or nothing, but the kind of argumentative mode of conversation in which some people could say is a ghetto style of talking, or a more, you know, common, or I don't want to say lesser, lower income, whatever the word, you know, lower class, subclass, whatever, how you want to call it. What's higher class, low class? We know what it means. We say lower class, lower financial class, whatever. I try to say those things without judgment to point out what I mean by, you know, people living in more simple, I don't want to use the word lower, but if I say lower, you know what I mean. Instead of high class, like a lower class. But it's just a way of communication and the style. And there's an integrity to it, and there's a love to it, and there's definitely a feeling to it of how you feel and all that. In this kind of aggressive way in which we talk to each other, it's too exhausting. I don't have the energy for it no more, it seems. And I'm just not there anymore. I'm not, oh, they have to get me, or what do you want? What are you trying to do to me? Like, I don't feel like somebody's attacking me. I don't ever think somebody's belittling me. So that might not have been the right way to put it, but something like that. So to where I don't respond defensively to the point that I become offensive. And my reaction, my defensive reaction, becomes offensive, and it kind of escalates the conversation to have more energy in the emphasis of a more argumentative style, or not like a dozens or just joking. You know how we just mess around, mess with each other. You know, we don't, you know, it worked. It quote unquote worked. It quote unquote may be dysfunctional, but it worked and it got us through. And then when we send our kids out to the world, they got that under their belt. They know how to handle that situation when it come up. Because you go out there in the real world, it ain't all politely and mannerly. There's bullying, there's aggressive natures, there's overpowering, overstepping people overstepping their boundaries, intrusive. And you gotta have something in your arsenal to be comfortable enough to let them know, back up, or to defend yourself, playfully or not. And hopefully playfully, as you can, you know, kind of, ha ha ha, you know, get the hell off me, nigga. Ha ha ha. And if they don't, then you step it up. But you know how we do. You know how we like to talk to each other and converse with each other. I'm not there anymore. I might be bougie. I'm 3-star hotel. I'm driving in my car the other day. It started making a noise. I was ready to buy a new one. Something like that anyway. I'm bougie. I'm Marriott. I'm Fairfield Marriott Suites now. Super 8 my ass. No, actually, I did stay at the Super 8 not too long ago. And I will do a 2-star in the pinch. In fact, I stayed at a two-star in New Bergen, North Bergen, across from Manhattan when I went to New Jersey. I went to Newark for a concert for P-Funk. Ended up staying in North Bergen because I had stayed at that hotel before. I called, got there early, I said, hey man, can I check in? They're like, yeah. So I was able to go check in. And I think after the concert, went back to the hotel, got a few hours sleep, and jumped on the plane to come back. Something like that. Something like that. But I know I landed in Newark, EWR, drove the playing field, got the car, drove the playing field, took a picture by the Parliament Funkadelic Way sign, and drove back. No, I think while I was down there, because I think I was going to try to go without a hotel. I think I was going to try to go without a hotel because the next day, I flew to Cleveland. So I really was going to try to go, had a car. I said, nah. I got a room. Drove to North Bergen, because North Bergen is where I stayed before. And they had a shuttle. They would take you into Manhattan for free, if not $3. I never paid. They said it was like $3 or something, but I ain't never seen nobody to pay. So I caught it a couple times. Take you to the Port Authority. Port 42, I think. Port 42 or 30. You just catch it back across the tunnel. Dropped you off right in front of the hotel. I think. Yeah, no, it was the other one. What it was in, yeah. Cause the other one got to drop you off at the hotel. Must have been two of them. I must have caught a couple of them. Different ones, I guess. But anyhow, the point is, public transit is hellified. Hellified good in New York. So, like this is the kind of life I'm living. I got nothing to complain about, nothing to argue about. There's nothing just making me passionate, feel about. I love my Steelers. I love P-Funk. I got granddaughter. I'm thinking about family, Ohio, my job. It's just good. So I'm here to tell you, my name's Jeffrey. I'm swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle or atom that has ever existed in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of all of it, y'all. The totality of all of it. It's all ours. It's all ours. Take it. It's all ours, baby. And that's the beauty in it. The beauty is having no master, no God. The beauty is to determine your direction, your up and down, your left or right, your good or bad, and your right or wrong. Do it yourself.